This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. How's your week going? I hope that it's going great, no matter whether your circumstances are difficult or pleasant, because no matter what our circumstances, life can be good if we are walking with God. It's so important to keep our relationship with God healthy and good, and you know that in your life, there's nothing more conducive to the growth of your spiritual life than to spend time with God every day, with your Bible open in front of you, inviting God to speak into your life. We're talking this week about rekindling our spiritual passion, stirring up the fire in our hearts for God. I want to take you today to a verse in Psalm 18. Psalm 18, verse 6. This is a psalm that King David wrote. He says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God for help. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry for help before him came into his ears." Well, one of the most important things for getting your spiritual fire back is truly coming to a self-awareness of your real spiritual state. Stopping pretending everything's great because I go to church and small group and Bible study and I do this or that. No, what is happening in your inner spiritual life? If things are cooling in your inner spiritual life, you need to recognize that. You need to acknowledge it. You need to get upset about it. You need to be dissatisfied with that. Do not let it continue. Stop drifting away from God without paying attention to it. Be aware that you're drifting. You're drifting into danger. Now, you know, that recognition, that awareness that things are not right and we need to do something about it, sometimes that comes through pain. And sometimes God will send pain into our lives. And when he does that and it gets our attention, you need to not look at God and say, "You must not love me because you let this pain in my life." Rather, you need to look at that and say, "Thank you, Lord, for getting my attention. I know I've not been putting you first." Sometimes God will use other people, even these radio spots in the morning, or a friend of yours who points out something that needs to be dealt with in your spiritual life. Do you know you were created to live passionately for God, not to be lukewarm? A lukewarm nothing that makes no difference in this world, that's just kind of putting on this Christian veneer on top of your life. It's through your passion for God that God draws other people to himself. If you're listening to these radio spots and you're not a Christian, I'm sure you would nod your head and say, "That's right, I hate seeing lukewarm Christians." What you want is to see someone who's really living out the Christian life. That shows you what reality is. And through our passion for him, God also then takes us to new heights in our spiritual life, in our walk with him. So, in looking at your own spiritual life today, what do you need to do to realign your life with God and put him first? Oswald Chambers wrote, "Jesus Christ became incarnate, that is, lived in the flesh here on earth, for one purpose, to make a way back to God, that man might stand before him as he was created to do, the friend and lover of God himself." I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.